And I'm Jeremiah. Ooh. Hooray. Yeah, I'm totally going to have to check out that handbook for the recently deceased. It's actually on my list of, I keep track of because I have so much going on. Actually, my memory is just terrible. I keep track of things that I, because I'm a huge nerd, movies and stuff I want to rewatch, and it is actually on my list. Good old Beetlejuice. Poor Lydia. I do. Giant Dawn. Ooh. Just gloss over that mess. Yeah. I'm the same. Yeah, I'm a huge nerd as well, and I just took that little plastic cover off about 5 minutes ago for the first time. I'm such a dork. I've had this set for a couple of months and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Wait, let me look online to see what all this includes because I don't want to open it up. I also have the bunny's quote, and I was just thinking, hey, maybe I should do that. But I'm super nervous and my hands are sweating, and I'm afraid that because taking this off, yeah, when I'm less nervous, or else I'll have like sweaty fingerprints all over the cards. I'm gonna have to try that. Maybe. Yeah, so we have five different quotes. There is there's nothing we can't face except for bunnies, like you mentioned, from Anya. That's also the first one on mine. I wonder if all of them come like that. I guess so. We also have I always think, what would Buffy do? From Xander. Our third quote, I want to date and shop and hang out and save the world from unspeakable evil. You know, girly stuff. From Buffy. I may be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. Courtesy of Spike. And lastly, I'm the thing monsters have nightmares about. She does. Which is surprising. You think they would throw a Willow quote in? Poor Willow and Giles. They just can't win. Although I do love Spike's quote, I think we could lose that one and replace it with a Willow. And maybe Buffy can lose a quote and give it up to Willow. Yes. Yeah. Just enjoy everyone. Yeah, and the cards appear to be of good quality. I'm not going to put my grubby hands on them to actually touch them and see, but appearance-wise, they look very nice. Yeah. Interesting. I'm opening up the thing carefully and wait, let me wipe my hands off first. Okay. It's like forensics or something. Like, let me put on gloves. I don't want to contaminate. Love it. Love it. And what else do we have? Oh, we have some Hellmouth sticker seals as well. I'm looking at them now. You know, it'd be great to like write you letters and stuff if I would totally have to get another set though. A notebook? As do I. Sorry, I'm fiddling. I'm distracted. I'm fiddling with the cover, trying to put it in perfectly. Oh, the struggle. Okay, the book is safe. We can relax now. Whew. Interesting. You know, it just dawned on me. We have a lot of cool stuff that we have not looked at completely. Just kind of looking at the covers, and we need doubles of it. Yeah, let's just start buying doubles. Yeah, I think plastic. But it, like Amanda was saying, it is not like a cheap, you know, bougie plastic. I just use bougie. I'm so hip. Yeah, and surprisingly, you could. We should. I was gonna say we should try that, but don't want to damage the journal. Yeah, and so, oh, go ahead. Fine. That's I'm storing mine the same way. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Collectible plates, it always comes to mind. I love the collectible plates. I did. I took the first one out of the box and I had trouble getting it back in because it has like a styrofoam around the like actual cardboard box, and the styrofoam did not fit perfectly when I was trying to put it back together, and it was a big fiasco because I was worried I was going to break this expensive collectible Buffy plate. I agree with that. I would say a must buy. Absolutely. Bye.